Things might have become a little more interesting than they would have liked on Saturday night, but the Moose Jaw Warriors continued their winning ways just the same. The Warriors built a 3-goal lead through 2 periods against the Seattle Thunderbirds and held on in the final frame for a 4-2 victory in Western Hockey League action. The win was the 5th in a row for the Warriors and ran their win streak in the U.S. division to 5 games. Moose Jaw improved to 3-9-1-9-0-2 with the win and moved 5 points clear of the Medicine Hat Tigers for 2nd place in the Eastern Conference. Neither team had a ton of sustained pressure through the first period, though the Warriors did generate a handful of chances on 2 power plays in the first 15 minutes but were unable to score. Seattle kept going to the box, though, and the league's best power play broke through on their 3rd chance. Immediately after Atlee Calvert won a battle in front of the net and sent the puck back to the point, Jagr Furkus got off a one-timer from Callum Parker that found its way through traffic and into the net. The goal came with 1:53 remaining in the period and ran Calvert's point streak to 19 games, with 17 goals and 37 points in that span. Calvert then made it a 2-0 game a little over a minute into the second period, with the reigning WHL Player of the Month taking a feed from behind the net from Lakovic and putting a backhand from the slot top shelf blocker side. That marker was a milestone for the Moose Jaw minor hockey product as the 100th of his WHL career. That goal signaled a hard shift in momentum in the game as the Warriors hemmed Seattle into their zone for long stretches of time and generated a slew of chances, only for Thunderbirds goaltender Spencer Michnick to hold the fort. The pressure paid off with 2:06 remaining in the frame, as Furkus broke in down the wing and beat Michnick with a shot glove side. Warriors goaltender Dmitry Fortin carried his shutout bid until the 9:43 mark of the third, and as has been the case with most goals against Moose Jaw lately, it came on a bad break. Caleb Hartman put a pass from the corner off of Fortin and the bounce would go right to Nick Mijatovic in the slot, with his shot making it a 3-1 game. Seattle began to get more chances as the period progressed, and with 5:35 remaining Sawyer Mineo finished off a run of pressure in the Warriors' zone to make it a 1-goal game. That made for some tense times as Seattle scrambled for the tying goal, especially in the last 2 minutes with Michnick pulled, but Braden Yeager would score an empty netter with 4 seconds remaining to finish off scoring. Fortin capped his night with 29 saves while Michnick stopped 34 shots. The Warriors did not give up a power play in the game, and were 1-for-4 on the night on the man advantage themselves. The Warriors wrap up their 8 games in 14 days road trip and will have a chance to go for their 40th win on Sunday evening against the Wenatchee Wild. Game time is 6 p.m.